This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Friday, Good Friday, and we're excited to be with you on this very special day of Holy Week. Right, honey? Oh, he's already tearing up, y'all. It's okay. That's why we love you.
Well, it is. It's the most special day of the year besides Sunday. Which is the resurrection of Christ. But, you know, we want to read a couple of verses, kind of set the tone for this Good Friday. You know, Romans 6, verse 8 through 10, if you'd allow me, please, to read that for you. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives, he lives for the glory of God. Right. You know, also a verse in Galatians 2:20 that I really identify with, especially on Good Friday. And it's Galatians 2:20. And it says, "For I have been crucified with Christ." It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
That's right. It's beautiful.
That's what this day's about. You know, last year I wrote just a little blog to some men that I sent some things out to and some writings. And really what I talked about was, you know, this is Good Friday to us. But you know what? That Friday 2,000 years ago was not such a good day for our Savior. It ended up being, of course, a miraculous day, a glorious day, you know, for our sakes. He died for our sins. But, you know, honey, when we think about all the torture he went through and how it talks about in the scriptures that people spit in his face and hit him with the palm of their hands and mocked him and called him a blasphemer. You know, and to me, the mark of courage is when he was on the cross and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I mean, he had every right to call down every legion of angels out of heaven just to say, "You know what? No, I'm going to take care of this right now." But he had to fulfill the scriptures, you know? And the blood is about the glory of God. That's the whole point of shedding. The blood covers it. You know, in the Old Testament, they would go during the Passover, and they would take a goat, or, you know, a lamb to the priest. And what that person would do, they would lay their hands on the head of the lamb and ask for forgiveness of their sins. And then after they did that, the priest would cut the throat of the lamb. And the blood that was symbolized there was covering the sin. And so that's why Christ had to happen, you know, to fulfill the scripture.
Right.
You know, and for Jesus to know this was going to happen. And when he asked the Father, Lord, if there's any way that this cup can be taken away from me, you know, I'd really like it taken away. Because, yeah. You know, he was all human and he was all God, you know.
And for us, we can relate to that.
Absolutely.
Not my will. I mean, this is not really something I want to do.
The Lord of the universe, you know, he came into this world as a servant. Mm-hmm. And he left as a servant. And he still, that's what he does. He serves us. Mm-hmm. You know, he's there for us. He's always there for us. You know, so, you know, Teresa, you know, we both, you know, Teresa and I, we are just so grateful and humbled by the cross.
Mm-hmm. It points north, south, east, and west.
That's
it's
right.
For everybody.
That's exactly right. And you know, and Teresa, you just went to a funeral. And,
today.
A friend of yours that her mother passed away, you know, during this Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that was just about right for her, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was an awesome woman of God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and we both, one of my mentors for the last decade, you know,
Bill Bornstein.
Bill, just a wonderful person, and I've always looked up to him as one of my mentors. And his mentor, who I became extremely good friends with in another ministry, Mike Fetchner,
mm-hmm.
who was battling cancer for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing better. You know, the remission came, but he's such a man of faith, mm-hmm. you know. And so the cancer came back, you know, like for the sixth time.
Mm-hmm.
And they prayed about it, he and his family. And he just said, you know what? No.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let God's will be done here. Mm-hmm. And Mike passed away last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Right.
It fulfills my heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
To know that he's with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing to sum up who Mike Fetchner was, he told a friend of his, a fellow pastor friend, right before he passed away, he said, you know what? He said, at my funeral, I don't want you to talk about what a great guy I was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said, I want you to talk about what a wretched sinner that I was,
mm-hmm.
and how I was saved by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That was our friend.
Right.
And that sums up his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Jesus? I'll tell you what, I mean, just to think about this day, you know, it brings a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Gosh, what a glorious day.
Yeah.
What a glorious day.
It's the greatest day in history.
I know.
For those of us who believe.
And then 3 days later,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mm-hmm. he rose.
Death could not keep him
That's
down.
Right.
I'm in death.
That's right. And so, you know what? That same power that rose Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we can have that too,
mm-hmm.
if we believe.
Power over sin, power over addiction,
right.
power over things that we can't seem to, you know, have power over ourselves, which we don't.
That's right.
But he gave us that power, so yeah. we don't have to live in that bondage.
That's for sure.
When he died on the cross, he made a spectacle of all of that.
He sure did.
A public spectacle.
Yeah.
It's like the joke was on you, devil.
That's right, man. I mean, when Jesus closed his eyes and committed his soul to the Father, and the earthquakes came, and the sky turned dark, you know, in the temple, you know, which he said he would destroy and rebuild in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Which was him.
Yeah. I mean, the temple, you know, in Jerusalem totally cracked in half.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened 3 days later? He is the temple, mm-hmm. and he rose again.
Right.
So, you know what?
Easter.
I am so glad and so blessed, my wife as well, that Jesus died for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And he died for yours too.
Everybody listening.
He died for yours too. You know what? honey, there might be some people right now that are listening that really have never given their heart to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a better a better week, mm-hmm. or especially a better day,
right.
to give your life to it.
That's right.
And so we'd love for you, if you've never given your life to Christ, your heart to Him, or maybe you have, and maybe you walked away.
Mm-hmm. It's not too late.
Yeah, it's not too late. I mean, we'd love for you to pray this prayer with us. And just know that you're saved.
If you sincerely pray it and believe it in your heart.
That's right.
You're saved.
Just remember Galatians 2:20. If you don't remember anything else about this podcast, besides me crying all the way through it, remember Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of yourself,
yeah.
What hope?
That's right.
Start, begin again. Start all over. You can begin again.
And learn what it really means to be a servant
mm-hmm.
to others, just like Jesus did. Well, not just like Jesus did, because no one can do what our Lord did, but to emulate that and to know that serving others is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never given your heart to Jesus, we'd love for you to do it right now. So please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for this day. Good Friday. The day that you suffered, you went to the cross, and you died. Well, we know, Father, 3 days later, that you rose again. And you say that if I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Because of the cross, my sins are forgiven. Please forgive me of my sins. Jesus, thank you for what you did for me. And today, I give my heart and my life to you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org and let us know so we can pray for you. Of course, we pray for all y'all anyway. But if you just gave your life to Him, we'd love to hear that. And, you know, pick a church that you'd like to attend this weekend. And, you know, I suggest maybe even going tonight to a Friday night service, you know, for Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this weekend, go to an Easter service. And when they ask you to go down to the front, go down to the front and tell them you gave your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so happy for you.
That's right. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. And until we talk to you Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.